All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr up in the Langdon area today. The North Dakota Corn Council studio has hit the road, and we come to Rodney Agnes territory up here at Langdon. The Langdon REC is where they have the field day, and the field day took place this morning. Everybody's having lunch, but Rodney Agnes of Legacy Seed and I are working. A couple of weeks, no, 3 weeks ago, we were golfing together. That was a long time ago.
Yes, Mick. Remember we met some celebrities other than you? Johnny Bench, Raleigh Fingers. It was a really good day that day.
Yeah.
It was very warm, just like it's going to be this afternoon, I think.
Hot and sticky, although the forecast in Langdon, 82 to 85. What, somebody said the hottest day you've had here is 85, the warmest temperature up here?
I would think that I would have remembered that, and I don't remember. Yeah. It's nice out. It is really nice out. Beautiful day today.
Yeah, indeed. Perfect day for the crop tour. How are the crops looking around the Langdon area? Of course, I'm sure the Legacy stuff is looking pretty good.
Well, that's always looks better than everybody else's. But no, the wheat really looks good. Canola looks really good in certain spots here and there. But beans are coming around. Everything's growing some legs on them now. It's blooming. Everything's, I think, right now, if we just continue to get that timely rains, and we could use another shot now, but things are really, really looking pretty good up here.
Yeah, and planting, as we learned in the crop tour here, the field tours, that planting date is important. I was up here in May, and you guys, on the, 12th, 15th of May, you guys were almost done planting then.
Yeah, God was looking down on us.
First time for a while, decade or so.
Yes, definitely. He did let us in the field, get most of it in and everything, but we just had some pretty pretty cool ground temperatures. Things were a little tough on getting emerging and everything, but everything turns out really good.
Yeah. I mean, for the guys down in South Dakota who are listening, now you plant some double zero. There's even a few, north of here away, some triple zero soybeans that are planted. So what's looking good this year?
The 005s are looking really good. The 01s are really looking good. If everything holds out, I think that anything you put in the ground hopefully will be it, barring that big frost in September. Yeah. As long as we get to maturity, I think everything will hopefully be all right.
Yeah. Super. Well, again, you guys have always been the epicenter of either prevent plant or late, and then, like I said, the early frost. It's always cooler up here. Growing degree day is a challenge. It's about time that your turn has come around.
Yeah. Jim down south by the Fargo area, Castleton, and there always seems to be blessed, and they always get a lot more bushels than we do. But it seems like this year, hopefully, everything will hold out, and we'll get a decent crop, and we need it. We need it. And Mick, if you can get them prices to come up on the commodities, it'd be awesome.
I make money on the commodity markets every day only because I report on them. But that's all I can do is talk about it, and it they're in the crapper right now. That's for sure.
No doubt. But we're still holding out, and hopefully they'll get something worked out to where we can get a good price for everything and all the hard work that everybody is doing. You know, they just need a break.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll quit getting USDA reports, and then the prices might go up. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of like me. How much can you believe me with the USDA?
Alrighty. Well, if guys up here want to get or talk to you somewhere at a farm show coming up, or you're going to be doing farm, we'll see you at Big Iron. How do they get a hold of you, Rodney?
Yeah, we'll be down at Big Iron, and also you can get a hold of me at 701-370-9005.
Gotcha. Rodney Agnes, Legacy Seed DSM up here in the northeast corner of North Dakota. Have a good rest of the summer.
You too, Mick, and thank you for coming on up. We really enjoyed seeing you again.
All right. Likewise. Good to be here. All right, let's sneak over here to Jim Lund of Legacy Seed, and what a beautiful day up here.
Oh, it's perfect up here. What, early, mid-80s and light wind? The whole country up in Langdon smells like canola blossoms. Every field's yellow up here.
It is there. Your fields are, and I've heard that they're past their prime, so they're not as bright yellow as they used to be, like last week.
Yeah, you're starting to see the blossoms come off and starting to go to work up there on the plants. But what, the peas are blooming, even the hemp plot out here is blooming.
It's looking good.
Yeah. So they're happy and flying kind of goofy and off the hemp.
This is a incredible facility up here. I mean, the whole Research Extension Center group that we have across North Dakota. Yesterday, the Minot Field Day. Tuesday was Carrington. So a lot of great research done.
I appreciate what these guys do. We got our corn up here in their variety trial, the soybeans. Brian Hansen, the guys do a heck of a job, the whole team up here. So yeah. Good to come up here and get perspective on how things look. These guys' wheat crop up here looks phenomenal. Your soybean crop is ahead of ours down by anywhere else in North Dakota from where I've been on the tours, and the corn crop's about, what, chest high, shoulder high, come along good. Yeah. They're like where we were last year. They're saying, I got a great crop coming. I just need to rain an inch every week for the next 5 weeks, and I'll be really tickled pink.
I was visiting with, sitting in the back of the trailer with some of the guys, and they were talking about the herbicides that are available for up here that have been pulled from the market, and some of it with the consolidation and the, you know, all the companies here. You know, yeah, they're looking at profitability and market ROI and all that. And so from a seed company perspective, you know, a lot of people, say, who live south of I-94, you don't think about the northern varieties, and the people that live in eastern North Dakota don't think about western North Dakota very often. But a seed company, you got to think about what is grown way up here along the Canadian border.
Yeah, things act differently. Some, especially like a soybean. Some soybeans, we got a 005. I grow it down by Alice. It won't be taller than the top of my boot. You grow up here in Langdon or Cavalier County, and it's waist high and thicker than hair in a dog's back. Yeah. And we have some corns that same way too. Some corns move north and south well. Some are like, leave me on Highway 2 at north and I'll make you smile. So same deal there too. And then the weeds, it's neat. Us farmers in Cass County, we got our weeds that are bugging us, kochia, water hemp up here. Wild oats is taking over their wheat fields. It's hard, tough to control that. So yeah. It's but with Legacy, we got options for them with the Roundup Ready and the Enlist soybeans. Now hit it with Liberty and glyphosate and 240 and
all that good stuff. We'll yeah.
The tools.
Yeah. All righty. Well, how do guys get a hold of you, Jim?
You can follow me. Actually, I follow a lot of guys on Twitter. Catch me on Twitter or cell phone at 701-799-3546 and watch our company Facebook page. We try to update often.
Okay. And your Twitter handle is?
Yield Leader.
Yes. And
you. Not just a place, but a state of mind.
Yeah. And you have a field day coming up, too. Have you set a date on that yet?
No, but we'll have ones through. We're going to have one up in Lakota this summer. Corn's just starting to not quite tassel yet, but we'll be having days come up, and we'll post them on Facebook, or I'll update you as we go. Looking forward to Big Iron. I hate to say it, but in a few, seven weeks? Yeah.
Maybe
so,
a little bit longer now.
Yeah. The summer's flying by, so sure. Yeah, we'll be in the combine soon, let's hope.
That's for sure, yep. Yeah. But the beans are looking great. Corn's off to a start, catching up across the whole state. Just keep us with these warm weathers and warm nights. We'll be smiling come September.
GDDs, we need them all. So thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.